got it going. So if you could just state your name.
My name's Anna Ritchie. When I was in school here and stayed here at the Hyman Settlement School, it was Napier, Anna Napier Ritchie.
Okay. What year did you graduate?
1965.
Okay. And today is June 13th, I believe.
Uh-huh.
1998. Okay. And when you were staying at the Settlement School, what was the name of the building you lived in?
I stayed a little while in Westover.
Westover.
Which is not here anymore. And then I stayed down in the Maidstone Building in the dorms.
In the
mm-hmm.
above the
yeah.
where the dining
mm-hmm.
hall is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was that just women's dormitory at the time?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about the dorm.
Well, I loved it.
You
loved it? I loved those bunk beds, and I loved my house mother, Miss Hall. She was real sweet and got really attached to her while I was here. And I love the routine that we had. We had our dinner, and after that, we'd go down, we'd have study hall for a while. And then after study hall was over, why, we girls just enjoyed ourselves, you know, just fellowshiped and just enjoyed ourselves here at school.
What types of things would you do during that time?
Well, after school, while we'd go downtown for a little while and come back for dinner. And then after that, of course, like I said, we had study hall, and by that time it was time to just browse around and get ready for bed, you know. We really, on Friday evening, we'd go home on Saturday, but we started preparing for that Friday evening. But on Saturday morning, why, we got up and we worked till noon. We was required to work till noon here, which I really appreciate. It taught me, you know, how to do things the way it should be done. And we worked in the laundry room, doing all of the laundry, the big sheets, big clothing and towels. We cleaned things here for the settlement half a day on Saturday before we went home. And we stayed home on the weekend. We'd be back here on Sunday evening.
Did you go home a lot on the weekends?
Yeah, I went home almost every weekend. We usually had a ride. I lived on what they call back then Big Branch of Ball, Barreville. Not really there anymore since 80 come through there. But we had to walk most of the way. We walked over Sand Lick Mountain and up Big Branch. But that also, it taught me and it learned me to appreciate what the settlement really meant. So I learned a lot here at the settlement. I learned more than just the books, you know. They taught us, tried to teach us manners, well manners, moral standards, and things like that.
You were talking about your house mother, Mrs. Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit more about her. What was she like?
Well, she was a sweet lady. I enjoyed sitting at the dinner table with her. She was just friendly and looked over us girls, made sure that, you know, we was all right. We needed anything, we was able to go to her. She'd help us if she could. And it was just nice to have someone there that was such a good lady, you know, there for us, that we could go to.
She almost like a friend?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, she was. She was tried to be a mother to us girls. I was there around 4 years. I started school here in 92, graduated in 65. And in that time, you know, period of time, why, you can't get attached to people like that, and I loved her.
Was she strict though?
Yes, she was very strict. We had to be in the bed, under the covers at a certain time. But, you know, she was nice about it. But we knew that we had to obey, but she was a nice lady.
Now, I understand did you have to work, do any kind of work during the week?
Yes, we did. We helped in the kitchen. As for myself, I got up and helped with breakfast each morning. That was my job, help them with breakfast. Miss Conley was here at that time, and in Miss Eltry Roberts. And so that was my job, plus the laundry. We worked at the laundry. Also, we had to go and make the beds, I think, on Saturday morning. That was another one of our jobs, was the boys' dorms. We had to kind of go up there and get make sure those beds were okay and everything, those apartments were all right. So
you worked in the kitchen?
Yes, I did.
Tell me about the cooks at the time.
Well, they were great. They really were.
I know Miss Roberts.
Yeah. they were nice ladies. If I got really hungry and needed a kind of a bedtime snack, you may say, all I had to do was tell them, and especially Miss Conley, she was very willing to give me a snack if I was hungry. So I appreciated that. Got very attached to Miss Roberts and Miss Conley.
What were some of the rules that you were expected to follow while you were staying on campus?
Being here on Sunday evening at a certain time, leaving Saturday at noon and no earlier, cleanliness.
What do you mean by cleanliness?
Well, our rooms, our dorms and everything, we had to keep them up. And we had to help, you know, with the dishes and stuff like that. Everyday chores. Yeah, everyday chores. We had to learn to make our beds and do it right. And just things like that. Sweeping and laundry.
But kept you busy.
Yeah, and we'd go downtown once a week, I think.
Once a week?
Once a week, we got to go downtown in the afternoon, and especially that one afternoon. There was other times that we went, but especially that one afternoon, we especially was free to go downtown and just look around or whatever, you know. But we had to be back at a certain time, leave at a certain time, had to be back at a certain time.
Did the boys have more freedom?
No, not really, I don't think. And we really enjoyed and looked forward to Friday evenings. It was our family get-together here at Settlement. We had our folk dancing and our folk singing, and just our little get-together, and all the students really looked forward to that.
Now, did you have this every Friday?
Every Friday evening, uh-huh.
How did you learn about the Settlements?
My mother wanted some way to get me to school, and my mother actually stayed here at the Settlement. She already knew about it.
Okay.
And over where I lived, we wouldn't know roads, wouldn't know school buses or anything. So that was her way of getting me to school.
So staying at the Settlement school was your only option, really, to go to high school?
Yes, it was. If it hadn't been for the Hyman Selma School, I wouldn't have got to go.
Because it was anywhere close.
No way, uh-uh.
So
I really appreciate the Hyman Selma School.
Your mother also went to them?
Yes, she did.
How about, did any other members of your family attend?
Yes, I had, I think I had two brothers to stay here and three sisters besides myself, uh-huh.
And some of them stayed here before you?
Yeah, they did. Uh-huh.
So
yeah, they knew about the Settlement. Mom had been through here, yeah.
So you already kind of knew a little bit about it coming in?
I hadn't been here, but yes, I knew of it, yeah. And knew about it.
Are there any classes that, while you were here, staying here at Settlement School and going to Hyman High School, were there any classes that stand out in your mind?
Over at the school?
Yeah,
the Hyman School. Well, I especially seem like to love the English class and the typing class, and Miss Sort, a home economics. And yeah, there were some special classes.
Any special teachers?
Miss Pratt, I think. Miss Morgan, Bobby Morgan's wife. Miss Combs. Yeah, there were several. Not only them, but there were several.
Were you involved in any like school activities? Not necessarily your chores over here, but with the school?
Well, yeah. You know, little things that they kept, you know, had going. Yeah, I would help them. Like their little clubs and stuff. And yeah, I love their ball games.
Did you go to the basketball games?
I went to all the basketball games that I could, yeah. Loved it.
Were those?
Participated a whole lot.
Mm-hmm. So you got into them?
No, I didn't play ball.
I mean, you got into it in the crowd.
Yes, I did.
What was the basketball game like?
Great. just like, more or less like it is right now.
Did they usually pack the gym for about every game?
Yeah, they did. They certainly did.
So they were popular a lot.
Yes. How many Yellow Jackets?
Were you by any chance involved in the folk dancing group that would go around?
No, I didn't go. They had trips to Washington and so on, and no, I didn't. But I had sisters that did.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, my sister went to Washington and several trips. Yeah.
Okay. I guess, who was the director while you were here?
Raymond McLean.
What was he like?
Well, he was fine. He was strict, though. We knew we'd better obey the rules, but he was a fine man. We got a lot of Raymond. Mr. McLean.
How about some other workers at the settlement? The Earps?
I loved Paul Earp and Mrs. Earp. Yes, I did. I was especially appreciated them. Paul Earp, he had a lot of humor, and he was jolly. And I always looked forward to being around where he was at, you know, because he was jolly and he kept the party going, you might say. And then there was Miss Beeman. We had the little hospital when we needed it out here. Miss Beeman was great. She was also very strict, very, very strict, but we loved her. Yeah. And we appreciated all our house mothers and Raymond, Betty McLean. Yeah, it was family. It was family here.
Okay. You were talking about Paul Earp being real jolly.
Yeah.
Do you have any stories about him or anything?
Yes, I do.
Any memories of him?
He kind of guided us, and he was with us when we'd go out to the boys' dormitory, their dorms, to make their beds and stuff. And I remember one thing in particular. I was making the bed, and he was just being jolly about it, you know. But he said, "Now I want a 50-cent piece to bounce on that sheet," you know. And that's he was wanting me to just, you know, be jolly with him. But yeah, that in particular sticks out in my mind. He taught me how to do those bed sheets just right. So, you know, things like that I still appreciate. Yeah, I know how to make beds and wash dishes and things in the laundry, that's important in life. And the settlement taught me all that, helped teach me all that, along with, of course, my mother. But I was a teenager here at the settlement, and that was a good time to learn just how to do things. And they taught me, and I appreciate it.
Mr. Steele.
I wasn't acquainted with Mr. Steele when I was here. My sisters were. One of my sisters worked with him, I think, in the library. But as for myself, at that time, I was not acquainted with him.
Was he working here at the
time? Yes, he was, I think, but I just Maybe at that time he was away or something, but I wasn't acquainted with him for some reason. I don't know.
How about Miss Watts?
Miss Watts, I really didn't get acquainted with her. She didn't live here on the grounds, I don't believe, at 62 through 65. I don't think she was here. I got acquainted with her, though, a little bit by her visits.
Yeah.
She visited a little bit, but other than that, I didn't get very well acquainted with
her. Did you ever get to speak to her when she was visited?
I don't really recollect. I don't know for sure. So.
I was talking to one other person. They said that when Miss Watts would come to visit, they kind of get worried because
yeah, things had to be done up just right. Yeah, absolutely. Things had to be neat and pretty.
more than normal.
More than normal, more than usual. Yeah, they wanted it to be just right for her visit.
They wanted to impress her.
Yeah.
Uh
huh.
What was the town of Hyndman like at that time while you were staying here?
Well, folks were acquainted one with another. People were closer then because things were not so booming, you know. So everybody knew each other. When we go downtown, we were acquainted with all the folks, you know. It was nice. We were at home. We, you know, comfortable with people around town in here.
What were some of the stores and things that they had downtown at that time?
More or less about the same. Connie's and Sloan's. Little restaurant that's not there anymore. I don't remember the name of it, though. The dime store, Ben Franklin Dime Store, was there at that time. Now gone. Just, you know, things like that.
When you would go to town, what sort of things would you do while you were there?
Mostly we went into that little restaurant where they had it was a little restaurant, plenty of room with the booths and everything, and we would just sit and visit, talk, have a Coke and, you know, Pepsi-Cola, whatever.
Just kind of hang out?
Yeah,
with your friends.
Yeah, played the jukebox, of course, and there was one place that I believe we danced. No, I believe that was down Cary, I'm thinking about. Not this wasn't downtown. But there was a little restaurant, which was kind of hang out, yeah.
So that was kind of like the hangout for the...
Yeah, it was.
The teenagers at that time?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have any good friends while you're here? Make some good friends?
Yes. I believe each and every student that was here at that time, we were all just like one big family. They actually, all of them, they felt like brothers and sisters to me. We were all very close, each and every one of us. Yeah.
So you all would hang out together?
Yes, we did. And we all, on Friday evening, when we'd have our folk singing and our folk dancing, we could really enjoy ourselves because it was truly like one big family here. For the students.
So you felt real comfortable?
Really, really comfortable, yeah.
What the types of things would your friends that stayed here on campus with you, what kind of things would you all do during the week on your free, when you had your free time?
Well, there really wasn't that much free time, but what little free time that we did have, there was a rock wall out here.
Yes,
on on the back lawn here. We all just come and sit on the back wall and just kind of hang out. Yeah, on the outside there. Yeah.
Can you ever really remember being just bored?
No, not really. We didn't have all that much free time. You know, a little bit before dinner, a little free time before dinner, and some free time after study hall each evening. They really wasn't a whole lot of time that we didn't have something to occupy us with, you know, studying and all that. We had things to keep us busy. We had to, like I said, we had our chores to do.
They didn't let you, sit around too long.
No, not too long.
How did the school change? Were there any changes in the school from the time when you started here to when you graduated?
No, when I lived here, it was all pretty much the same as it was when I begun. Raymond McLean was still the director here when I left, and same students. It was all, the 4 years that I was here, about the same. Mm-hmm. Everything stayed about the same. We wasn't all that many changes at that time.
Can you just tell me a little bit about the impact that Selma has had on your life?
Great deal. I was really, you know, you might say before I come here, really, really backwards, you know, as far as socializing with people. Settlement brought me out of that. I was comfortable with the students that was here, and like I said a while ago, taught me good moral standards, which my mom had a good hand in that too, but the settlement had a big hand in that. And like I said, taught me how to work, you know, and that's important too in life, you know. You can't just let life pass by. There's work to be done, and the settlement taught me that. I appreciate the settlement. And I graduated from high school and was able to help my children because of that, help them accomplish things through life, you know, and get through school. And so, yeah, it's been a big help to me.
And now, of course, you work here at the settlement.
Yeah, when I come back here to the settlement to work, I felt like at the beginning, felt like I had come back home. And so I'm still enjoying the Hyman Settlement School, still appreciating the Hyman Settlement School. And I really enjoy working here. I do.
Now, ask you if the campus and the settlement school had changed during your years in high school, but how has it changed from high school to working here now?
It's changed an awful lot. To start with, we had students the year round here, staying in the dorms. And I miss that. We have the students here at summer school, staying in the dorms, and I'm glad we do. But I miss the students being here year round. That's one thing. And another thing, this new kitchen, this new section, of course, you know, being added. And
it makes it sound good.
Yeah, and the work that they've done outside here, it's I hated to see the grounds go, you know. Some of the campus left for the blacktop, the parking lot here.
Yeah.
And I hated to see that go. Yeah, it's been a whole lot of changes. Yeah. And of course they don't, you know, the Friday evenings that I look forward to when I was here, that's not no more because there's no students here year round. So that seems strange to me there. And a great deal of changes, but I'm sure for the better.
What's it like working at the settlement school?
Well, it's a good job. I appreciate the job. Mike is good to us, tries to accommodate us for anything that we need. I appreciate that. I have worked places before that was kind of hard to get through the day, you know, but this is a good place to work. I appreciate it. It's easy to, you know, to get along with people and stuff, and I appreciate that.
How did you find out about the job at the Selma School when you came?
Through Debbie, Debbie Beverly. She was the cook.
The former cook before.
Yeah, she was before I come here. She was a friend of mine.
Oh.
Actually, she was a distant kin, but a close friend of mine. And she needed an extra hand here in the kitchen. She needed some help. And she called me and asked me if I would help her. I told her I'd be glad to. And so I come to help her. And she ended up going over to Caney Rehab. They offered her a position that she hated to turn down. So I took on the kitchen full time after that. And I appreciate it. I'm satisfied.
Now I ask about the impact of someone in your life. What do you think, if any, what has been the impact of the settlement on this area?
Well, a great deal. The students that were educated here and those that, because of the Hyman Settlement School, went on to college. My sister, for one, as a matter of fact, the Hyman Settlement School helped her go to, you know, get scholarships and so on, and she went to Berea College, and she's now assistant to the Veterans Administration in state of Ohio out there somewhere, and she's getting ready to retire. But if it hadn't been for the Hyman Settlement School, she nor I would have had an education. So I know there are many, many people out there, due to the Hyman Settlement School, was able to have a career and maybe even to help Knott County, you know, in some way. Yeah, the Hyman Settlement School's had a great impact on this entire area, I'm sure. Dennis Shepherd, as a matter of fact, over the Human Service Building out here, the Adult Learning Center, he was one of the students here at that time when I was here. Very dear friend to me. Just people like that. A great impact out there.
Well, is there anything that I haven't asked that you feel is important that you'd like to say, or maybe a story that just stands out in your mind, or a memory about someone that just sticks out that you haven't shared?
Well, I think that we've pretty much covered most of it, but just the main thing is how close relationship that the students had with each other here while they were here. And there were a lot of us. And that right there, family, that stands out into my mind. We were all very close.
When you say family, are you just saying the students? Or the
students were, we feel like we were a true, really family. That right there stands out in my mind more than anything, I think. Mr. McLean, Raymond McLean, he was real good about bringing the students together and letting us all just, you know, socialize with each other and getting close to each other. I appreciate that fact very much.
Did that help, that closeness with all the students? Did that help you be able to stay here at the settlement?
Yes, it did. An awful lot. Because like I said, I was, before I come here at the Hyman Settlement School, I was shy, backwards, very backwards. I didn't know how to relate to people. Yes.
Were you frightened when you first came?
Yes, I was. But it wasn't very long until I realized that everything was all right.
You got comfortable.
Yes, I got comfortable. And loved the dorms. Loved the house mothers, Miss Hall, and others. And yeah, it's very precious to me.